Step 2. Share the why before the how. People get much more excited about the how when they clearly understand the why. Implementing the game requires change, and change can be difficult. Too often, companies jump right into how the change will happen rather than first communicating why the change is important. Simply put, people get much more excited about the how when they clearly understand the why. In order to effectively implement the game, we need concrete approaches to building awareness and commitment, and most importantly, a desire to actively participate in the process. These four elements are required for successful implementation. Awareness for the need for change, the why. Desire to participate in the change, the why. Knowledge and skills to make the change, the how. Reinforcement to sustain the change, the how. With these requirements in mind, how can you build awareness and commitment to the game? Most importantly, how can you build a desire to participate in the process? First, recognize your own curse of knowledge. Your level of understanding and enthusiasm is likely different than that of your leadership team and probably miles from that of your frontline folks. The game is not the first best practice you've brought to your team, and it likely won't be your last. To avoid being left alone with your grand plan, why not help them understand why it's so important? To you, the company, to them, before asking them to embrace another best practice. Through the years, we've seen myriad approaches to introducing the game to employees. We have seen a number of successful practitioners introduce their teams to the game and to their own personal why. Some of the most memorable have been when members of top leadership share their heartfelt why with the entire team, outlining what brought them to the game and why it appealed to them. The truth is that the reasons for why someone wants to play the game are far more important than the delivery. We have seen some pretty tough business people get very emotional while sharing their personal why. Business is life, and life is full of emotion. Being vulnerable and authentic unites everyone in a common cause and solicits buy-in at a deep human level. Share the why before the how. Anthony Wilder, Design Build. Anthony Wilder is a full-service, custom architecture, construction, and interior design provider founded by the husband and wife team of Anthony and Liz Wilder. The Wilder team has been creating award-winning projects in and around the Washington, D.C. metro and tri-state area for more than 20 years. The company's vision from its start was inspiring everyone to build their dreams by helping customers imagine, design, and build the homes of their dreams. Back in 2006, the company was setting records in helping their customers' dreams come true as the housing market boomed. Revenues were way up, and the firm had built a 2-year pipeline of backlog work to come. Everything was going great, and as the old saying goes, why fix something that ain't broken? But that wasn't good enough for the Wilders. While they were proud of the work they were performing for their clients and fulfilling their dreams, the Wilders wondered if they were building the company of their own dreams. Just as importantly, were they building a place where their staff members could say they had the job of their dreams? We wondered if we were truly dream builders for everyone, says Liz Wilder. We wanted a culture where our employees were empowered to do more and be more. Anthony and I knew we wouldn't live forever, and we wanted the company to continue on long after we were gone. We want the business to contribute to the community and be something that would be a part of our legacy. The Wilders began to search for ways they could transform their company and fulfill the dreams they had for it and their people. Enter The Great Game of Business. After reading the book and hearing Jack Stack speak, the Wilders decided that the great game was a way for them to achieve their goals, and they were willing to take some risks to achieve them. That included sharing with their staff the reasons why they were going to open up the books to them and ask them for help in building the business. In time, part of the Wilders' dream was to also share ownership with their staff, to give the people building the company the opportunity to own it. And they saw the great game as a way to get everyone to better understand what is meant by thinking and acting like an owner in the business. Part of my personal mission is to inspire everyone to build their dreams, says Liz Wilder. And when I empower others, it inspires me. I wanted to teach everyone how we made money and how they contributed to the bottom line. By sharing the why behind the great game with their team, the Wilders got everyone on their team engaged and excited about playing and learning the how. The early returns were extraordinary as revenue soared and the company added staff. The dream was coming true. And then the recession hit. Within just a few months of the collapse of the housing market in 2008, sales at Wilder Design essentially dried up. No one was spending money on new homes or renovating existing ones. They, just like about every firm in the housing and construction industries, were dead in the water. The Wilders were faced with an impossible decision. They needed to cut costs, deeply. But how? Everyone understood that drastic measures needed to be taken. Everyone in the company could see the facts staring back at them on their scoreboards. What they didn't want to do was lay anyone off. They wanted to weather the storm together without losing anyone. Trying to decide who to lay off was like trying to decide which finger to cut off, says Liz. The Wilders ultimately came to the conclusion that they would make painful across-the-board salary reductions rather than lay anyone off. Employees would be cut back 20%, managers 30%, and Liz and Anthony 50%. Even those drastic cuts would buy the company just 3 months of runway. When the day came to announce the decision to the team, Liz was emotional. She knew people on the staff had families to feed, houses to pay for, college tuition bills for their kids. She didn't know how they would react, and her stomach was tied in knots as a result. She thought of one carpenter on her staff who had 7 kids. What was he going to do? Finally, as she tried to fight back tears, she gave the team the news. She also promised that if they survived this crisis, the company would pay back all that money. The important thing was that no one was going to lose their job. "We will fight this and survive this together," she told the staff. There was silence. Until from the back of the room, a voice popped up. "Liz, 20% is nothing." It was the carpenter with the 7 children. "So many of my friends have lost their jobs, and I just learned that I get to keep mine." All of a sudden, the entire mood of the room shifted. After the meeting ended, staff members came up to Liz and offered to cut their pay even more to help their coworkers, who they thought needed money more. They all came together as a family and survived the recession. Scratch that. The company more than survived. It kept its team intact while also putting itself into a position to take full advantage when the economy turned around. By 2011, the company brought everyone's salaries back to normal and even provided back pay, along with 5% interest, to its entire staff. "Without the great game of business, I'm not sure we would have navigated the recession as successfully as we did," says Liz Wilder. "We didn't have to rebuild our team because people knew what was going on financially in the business and why we were making the decisions we were. They participated in it because they understood our critical number, our scoreboards, and the things that make a company successful." Today, sales at the company, which continues to teach financial literacy to every employee, are growing 15% per year. But thanks to the collective wisdom of the team, the company is also expanding into new markets like interior design and home maintenance as a way to diversify and better prepare itself should another recession roll around. Perhaps just as exciting, the company is also now partially owned by its employees, who participated in a stock buyback program the Wilders put in place in 2016. "I'm super proud of how the great game of business has trickled down to every level of the company," says Wilder. "We're all pulling for the same thing, which has created such a fun and trusting culture. It's a culture focused on doing amazing things instead of the nitpicking that goes on in so many other companies." When she reflects back on the journey she, her husband, and the company has been on, Liz Wilder remains grateful that they took the risk in beginning to play the great game of business, all because they understood why they wanted to go on the journey in the first place. "Take the risk," says Liz Wilder. "Be brave, be bold, be open-minded. Know what motivates you and get the help you need to achieve it. By doing that, you'll make your life and your business extraordinary." If you need motivation, read that last paragraph again. Be brave, be bold, be open-minded. Know what motivates you and get the help you need to achieve it by sharing your why. What's your story? Why are you implementing the great game of business? Why will this be good for you, for your people, for your company? What results do you hope to achieve? Download additional resources at greatgame.com/gigtools.